Alrighty, hello everybody and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. I am doing a bit of a solo episode tonight. I will have a guest on with me in a little while here, but I wanted to get into it with you guys. We have taken a few weeks off. It's been a busy few weeks for us here, but we have a lot to get into. The Chiefs just had a super exciting overtime win. It should have gone to overtime because of how insane the game was, but a super exciting win over the Broncos. With basically it was 14-16, and the Broncos decided they were going to take the clock down to the 1 second mark, and the Chiefs somehow found a way to still win the game, which is what winning teams do, right? So pretty crazy, but I'm gonna get into it with you guys, and then I'm gonna bring on our special guest here later on. But I'm your host, Lexi. I'm gonna be doing this show solo today, or just the recap solo. Jody will hopefully be back with us in a week or two, but anyway, let's dive into the Broncos recap. So 14-16 win. What's there to say? The game was back and forth the entire game. The Broncos went up early against the Chiefs and scored two touchdowns against us in the first half, which was nuts. Bo Nix, though, he's a big dude, right? He's a big quarterback. And the Broncos, I think, kind of have themselves a guy with Bo Nix. So he's someone to keep our eyes on in the future, but for now, Chiefs still remain victorious, miraculously. But for everyone that wants to say the Chiefs are just lucky, no, this is the Chiefs paying such close attention to every single part of the film that they found a way to pull off this win. And all credit due to special teams coach Dave Tobe and getting these guys ready for this win. Dave Tobe saw the flaw in the Broncos special teams field goal unit, which is basically getting our guys ready for these field goal opportunities. And their player number 54, I'm blanking on his name right now, but their player number 54 basically, he is supposed to be blocking for the field goal unit on the Broncos, and he just got completely annihilated by our number 54, Leo Chenal. And Leo, man, he just ran right into this guy, just pushed him right over. The guy didn't even stand a chance. And Leo got right in there and blocked their winning field goal attempt. So we got to, it was a crazy game back and forth the entire game. The Broncos scored 14 points in the beginning, and then Spags adjusted and didn't allow them to score the entire second half. They had a decent possession or two, but really Spags, he is the man to beat. Like, these rookie quarterbacks have it tough against him because he will show you looks that are absolutely insane. He showed Bo Nix a look, I think, on one of his final drive attempts when Nix was backed up into our 10-yard line and backed into his own end zone. And Spags showed him a look that it was going to be a too high safety look, and then all of a sudden dropped these two cornerbacks into blitz Bo Nix, and then our safeties dropped back and Bo Nix just was absolutely confused. Good luck to rookies against Steve Spagnuolo, because it's nearly impossible for these guys to get a win. But all credit to Bo Nix and Sean Payton and the Broncos. They put up a hell of a fight against our Chiefs. And I will say, like, for the Chiefs, they put up a good fight all game. I think I'm not one to usually say this, but I think they were caught in a short week. They had just played Monday Night Football against the Buccaneers with a crazy overtime win against them, right? And then they get right into this Broncos game. Noon on Sunday. It's our first noon game of the entire season. So I think they were a little bit off, just like on the noon thing. It was early for them. Our offense looked kind of asleep most of the game. We had left tackle Wanya Morris went down pretty early, which was not great. And then, you know, Kingsley Suamataia, I think he'll be good eventually, but it's just right now it's not the right time. So that's tough for him, right? He had to go in against a really, really good Broncos D-line. It kind of came up, it kind of came down to the trenches with the Broncos and the Chiefs. D-line, O-line, crazy matchups. Their D-line almost dominated our O-line for the entire game. It wasn't really close. And that's unfortunate because usually even our interior offensive line is usually really good. But even they struggled a little bit. Even Trey Smith, who like never struggles with giving up pressures, even he gave up a pressure here and there. So I think it was like three total for him, but that's so out of character. And I think overall, the Chiefs learned a lesson. They still got the win miraculously, which is fantastic because to come out of that kind of a game still with the win is really, really great. And that just, that's a testament to the team that we are. And I'm very proud of these guys for fighting until the final second. And that's what it takes. That's what a great team is versus a good team. And so I just want to give a few shout outs. My players of the game. Obviously, special teams, specifically Leo Chenal. Broncos took it down to the final second of that fourth quarter. And they lined themselves up on the field goal. And Leo Chenal, they had gone over the weaknesses of them. Leo Chenal dove and blocked their extra field goal attempt. So Leo Chenal, my big shout out of the game. Obviously, he had some help on the on the blocking line there with Mike Dana, George Karloftis, Jack Cochran, all those guys. They were all in there. Just phenomenal job. Just fighting till the final second and still getting us that win. I don't know how those couldn't be my players of the game, because it definitely is. And then I want to give a shout out to my defensive player of the game, which is Nazi Johnson. He was out last week with a concussion injury. He went down early the week prior with a concussion. But he's kind of key to our secondary right now. We have Trent McDuffie, who's obviously an all-pro. He's phenomenal. We love Trent McDuffie. But he's back there alone. You know, we had Jalen Watson, who was having a really, really good season. Jalen went down during the San Francisco game a few weeks ago with an ankle injury. And we're hoping to get him back for the playoffs. Not sure yet, for sure. But hoping to get him back for the playoffs. And then, so Nazi Johnson and Joshua Williams have really had to step up into that role of filling Jalen Watson's role. And I think Nazi Johnson did a fantastic job this week. Early on, he got his first sack of his NFL career against Bo Nix. It was just awesome to see. Absolutely love that for him. He led the defense with 10 tackles. So just really, really great job to Nazi Johnson. Bills, you better be watching out for him, because I know you guys are going to want to target him over Trent McDuffie, but watch out for Nazi Johnson because he will make some plays. My offensive player of the game is going to none other than Travis Kelce. He's been on a roll these past few weeks. Just always so clutch for us when we need him. He's leading the entire NFL in receptions over the past 3 weeks. He had 8 receptions off of 12 targets for 64 yards and a touchdown. And he probably should have had 2 touchdowns, but he and Mahomes kind of misconnected on that final play in the fourth quarter. But Travis Kelce just always coming up clutch for us when we need him. I could easily give that offensive player of the game to Kareem Hunt too, who's just been phenomenal week in and week out, just a workhorse. Absolutely awesome to watch. But Kareem Hunt, I think he's gotten some of the most carries in the NFL out of all running backs. over the past few weeks since we've got him. So shout out, Kareem. You've been a fantastic addition to our offense. And same with D-Hop. I got to give all credit to D-Hop too, man. He came in 3 weeks ago. He wasn't super active in our first game against the Raiders, but these past two games, he's been absolutely awesome. Going for 2 touchdowns last week. I think he'll probably get a touchdown next week against the Bills. But he's just been so great in this offense already. And Patrick was asked today in his press conference by our friend Steve Walls, who I want to give a shout out to. He was asked because DeAndre Hopkins shared a picture of he shared a picture last week on Twitter of Tom Brady and Moss when they played on the Patriots together. And Patrick was asked about that today. And he's like, you know what? He's like, I love everything that Brady and Moss did together. However, it didn't end in the Super Bowl. And I hope that me and DeAndre end in the Super Bowl and they can do their own picture together. So I thought that was really cool. And can't wait to see more of what they have. And then I think there's a little concern with our left tackle position just because Wanye Morris has gone down a few times to injury and then Kingsley kind of has to fill in. I think Kingsley's still kind of looking like the rookie out there. I think he can get better, but it's a lot. It's a tall order for a rookie left tackle for the best quarterback in the league. So it's a lot for Kingsley. I hope Wanye can remain healthy, but if not, there are rumors of potentially bringing Donovan Smith back in. Donovan Smith tweeted at one of our old tackles, Jeff Allen, this week, and he was basically all but saying, like, I'm ready if the Chiefs need me. So, and we won a Super Bowl with him last year, so Donovan Smith wants to come back, I think we all welcome it. So, that all being said, it was a crazy game. I think the Chiefs learned a lot from that game. I think they looked lazy on some parts of the game, but I think that comes with playing your first noon game and all of that good stuff. I feel like I'm forgetting something I wanted to say about the game, but those are really my thoughts. I think overall, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. I think there's a lot to improve upon, but you win these types of games and you win them because you are a great team and everyone, it takes everyone. It's a team game for a reason. It takes everyone. So proud of the Chiefs. We are still 9-0. We're still trucking along, but we have a huge matchup coming up against probably arguably the second strongest AFC team to the Ravens against the Bills. But I am going to get into, let's see, our sponsors. So we have, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Boulevard, who is absolutely awesome. They gave us, or they had Jody and I out to an event, I think it was about 2 weeks ago with Creed Humphrey, down at Boulevard, their local brewing co down in Kansas City. We went with Creed Humphrey. Trey Smith was there. A bunch of our O-line was there. They were absolutely awesome to have us. And they gave us a bunch of free seltzer to come home with. So this is their strawberry, lemon, and basil. They have like the most unique flavors, but they're so delicious. So we are loving that. We are loving Boulevard. Thank you for the free product. And we can't wait to do more with you guys in the future. So thank you to Boulevard for that and allowing us to hang out with Creed and his awesome girlfriend. We love his girlfriend. So shout out to them. Also, I want to talk about our sponsor, Autograph. Autograph is a fandom company co-founded by NFL legend Tom Brady. It's their new Autograph app. Gives diehard fans like you a one-stop shop for all the best fan content for your favorite team, obviously the Chiefs. Rewards you for doing what you're already doing as a fan. For example, you can listen to the Kingdom's Queens anywhere, but when you listen to us on the Autograph app, you earn free coins that can be redeemed for amazing rewards, including no-fee tickets, A-plus memorabilia and merch, and a one-of-a-kind experiences. So download the Autograph app in the App Store or the Google Play Store today for free and use referral code KingdomsQueens. That's referral code Kingdoms with an S, Queens. The Autograph app where your fandom lives. And then I also want to give a shout out to our newest sponsor, Pink Lips Cosmetics, 10% off on their products for with our promo code KQ10. She is absolutely awesome. It's a local owned business for makeup, skincare, all that kind of good stuff. We are going to get product from her soon, and then we're going to promote that even more on here and give you guys kind of a Black Friday giveaway we're going to do with them. So keep your eyes out for that. And my last one I want to give a shout out to is Homage, which is the shirt I'm wearing today. Homage. It's my Travis Kelce Big Yeti shirt, but they have all kinds of fantastic product for you guys to choose from on their website. And Homage is just the best. It's really, really good quality shirts. We are going to get a discount code for you soon. So be on the lookout for that as well. And we're going to do some kind of promotion, I think, with them towards the end of this month or next month as well. So be on the lookout for all the good Homage stuff. I think we just had a bunch of their product to go out to our last giveaway winners, and they all are loving their product. So be on the lookout for that. Homage is absolutely awesome. And yeah, those are our fantastic sponsors. We love them all so much. Thank you guys for supporting Kingdoms Queens. And we are going to get back into it. So I have a special guest to welcome here. His name is Zach Jazorio. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Zach Jazorio. He might correct me when he gets on here, but he's a really cool Bills fans. He has a he doesn't have a Bills podcast, but he has a Sabres podcast, which is Buffalo's NHL team. So check that out if you're an NHL fan. But we're bringing him on for Bills Chiefs purposes today, but he's going to dive into around the NFL with me, and then we're going to get into some Bills Chiefs talk. So welcome, Zach, to the stage.
What's going on, Lexi? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you being here. Yeah, did I say your name right? Zach Jazorio?
It was probably not. Jazorio, but
Jazorio.
It's been butchered. That was like somewhat good, actually. I'll give you props on that.
Okay. I was close. I was close.
You were really close.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your Bills fandom and then whatever else you want to plug in here.
Yeah. So I was born in the bad years, of course. I was 2 years old when the Bills last made the playoffs in 99. Obviously, that was the I'm not going to talk about it, but yeah, the Titans game. So basically, I was growing up during the drought years. Had to suffer through guys like J.P. Losman, Trent Edwards, E.J. Manuel. Oh, God. The list goes on and on and on. Jeff Toole. But, you know, now that we're actually a really good team, it feels really good, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. You know, it's obviously we're at the point now where the Bills are going to be in the playoffs every year pretty much, but, you know, as we all know, it doesn't matter how you finish as long as you finish with that Lombardi trophy. Still have yet to experience that, obviously, but knock on wood, soon, hopefully, I would like to experience it, but yeah.
Good, good. Well, eventually y'all can experience it, but hopefully not this season.
We'll see.
We have a three-peat to accomplish, but, you know, I appreciate you being here. So I kind of want to dive into around the NFL, which is a segment we do every week, which is all the stuff going on around the NFL. Crazy wins, coach firings, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But let's start with your Buffalo Bills. They are 8-2. You guys just had a pretty good win over the Colts. I know Josh Allen had a few turnovers.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco had a few turnovers. The Colts also just decided that Joe Flacco is not going to be their starter anymore and are going to put in Anthony Richardson, which I think would have been a better matchup against Josh Allen. But
right.
you know, I digress. But what's your thoughts over that win you guys just had?
You know, we won by, well, we had 30 points or whatever. Last touchdown was like a garbage time touchdown. So it really wasn't a close game, but, you know, it's just like, it was a weird win. You know what I mean? Because, number one, you know, Josh said it was not himself at all. He did finish with over 200 yards, but it was two interceptions. Now, I know I messaged you last week about this, but, you know, he has like, what now, four interceptions all season long, which is pretty good for his game. I will say, like two of them weren't really his fault, you know, against Seattle, where Cooper slipped and fell, and then this one against Miami where Coleman just, like, dropped it. But I will say, I will own up to it. The last two were on him. It was kind of like watching rookie year Josh Allen again, because I'm not sure if it was, like, miscommunication or whatnot, but, you know, first one was just bad. The second one was a great play by their cornerback who picked up the route. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I can't really complain too much. The Bills are 8-2 now. But, you know, good old Bills Mafia has to find a way to be annoyed about something. So, you know, which I understand, you know, you want to look good in your games and your wins. But, like I said, you're 8-2. You're so close to clinching the AFC East, which has been a really bad division this year. But, yeah, now we have another showdown this weekend. Really wish I was going to it, but we'll have to wait till next season.
Yes, I agree. I wish I was going to it, too. I mean, but teams like the Bills and the Chiefs, they just find ways to win, right? Like, yeah. No matter what it is. And
that's what matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And it's garbage time. I mean, we played the Raiders a few weeks ago, and, like, it was down to, like, a minute, and they found a way to get a touchdown to make the score look closer than it was. But it wasn't actually that close. So I completely get it. I think the Bills are a great team. We're up for a great matchup this next weekend, but we're going to get into that later.
Yeah.
So I want your thoughts on the Steelers. Mm-hmm. They are playing really well right now. They obviously have a really good defense. TJ Watt is fantastic. I think Alex Highsmith just went out with a sprained ankle. So I think he might be missing a few weeks, but don't know really.
Yeah,
there,
Watt,
but
they're good to go.
Yeah, so they're good, but they started off the season with Justin Fields, won a few games with him, lost a few with him, and then Russell Wilson got healthy, and they immediately were like, okay, we're going to put him in. And I think people were like, okay, but Justin Fields has been playing well. But I think even he knew he wasn't playing, like, to his full standard. So they start Russell Wilson. They're now, I think it's been 2 or 3 weeks with him. They're now undefeated with Russell, and their offense has been looking like a well-oiled machine lately.
Yeah,
and so has their defense, obviously. So they just won over the Commanders, who have also been hot lately with their new rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. But what's your thoughts on the Steelers overall? Like, because they're in playoff contention right now for sure. So
I want to see what happens when they play their divisional opponents, because for some other reason, the AFC North, you know, obviously with exception to a Thursday night last week when the Bengals and Ravens play each other, they have not really played their opponents. So I want to see, like, what happens when, like, you know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I believe are they playing at the start of this weekend? I think they are, right? Baltimore and Pittsburgh?
Yes, they are. Sunday.
Yeah.
Noon or 1 p.m. for you.
Yeah.
Noon game, yeah.
So that's going to be I feel like the winner of that game is going to win the division. Now we're getting to a discussion where, you know, who is going to prevail, Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson. I am really excited to watch that game. But, yeah, I mean, they're fine. Like we said, you know, they're finding ways to win. And Russell Wilson is having another, you know, he, like, found the youth or something, because he's playing good football right now. He unfortunately tormented and broke my heart last year at Monday Night Football, but we're not going to talk about that because that was a painful moment for me. But regardless, you know, they're finding ways to win. And, you know, Mike Tomlin, man, you say what you want to say about Mike Tomlin, but he's the reason why the Steelers are in the playoffs pretty much. Well, one of the reasons why they're in the playoffs for every single season. But yeah, no, hats off to Pittsburgh. They're finding ways to win.
I mean, he got them in with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph last season, who you guys played in the wild card round.
And they almost came back. You know, we were stepping on their throats a little bit, but Mason Rudolph, he's kind of an underrated quarterback because, you know, he's not like the guys like Mahomes and Josh and Jackson and all that, but he's a solid quarterback, and, you know, credit to him. But yeah, no, they're doing good. Hats off to the Steelers.
Hats off to the Steelers. I think all they needed, it seems like, was a decent quarterback because they seem to have a lot of other good pieces. And then they just added Mike Williams from the Jets. And then he goes and gets – did he get two touchdowns or one? I don't even know.
I'm not too sure.
I think he definitely got one. I don't know. But either way, he was a difference maker. And then they have George Pickens, who's been great. So the Steelers have a lot of really good pieces. It'll be interesting to see – like you said, we'll get into it a little bit later here, but they do play the Ravens this weekend. So they haven't played them yet. So that's going to be a really good, they have a lot of division matchups towards the end of their schedule. The Steelers have a tough schedule. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
But yeah, they're looking good so far. They are right now leading the division in Baltimore's. They have this. Baltimore has the same amount of wins, but one more loss because they haven't had their bye week yet. This is where it gets tough because, like, some teams haven't had their bye weeks, and then a lot of teams have. So you're in that, like, weird kind of middle ground. But all right, let's get into the Chicago Bears.
Oh boy,
poor Bears fans.
Yeah. I feel your pain, Bears fans. I know what it's like when I was younger.
It's tough. I mean, okay, so. I'm not going to say I was, like, the biggest Caleb Williams believer because I wasn't. I didn't love Caleb Williams' attitude coming into the season. I thought he kind of had some diva tendencies. Granted, I thought he would be a decent player.
Right.
Which he's had his moments. But for some reason, their offense is just not clicking whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Their O-line is having all the struggles. They just fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron. The Bears just have a lot of issues. So
yeah, they do.
It's unfortunate, but it just seems like what they always go through. I hope they can get this kid a good coach because, honestly, I'd love to see Bears fans, like, have a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And have a good team to root for, at least a competitive team. They were looking competitive early on, but...
And they were like 4-2 at one point, I think they were.
Yeah, they were. They had like every NFC North team had a winning record at one point. And it was like, okay, they're all going to be in the playoffs. Right. Well, now it's getting real. And it's getting real. And Bears are not looking so good anymore. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the Bears right now?
Again, I've been there. The talent's there. You know, they have a really good – they have some weapons out there over on Caleb. They got Keenan Allen. They got DJ Moore. They got the pieces. They just can't put it together. And, you know, you and I should be blessed that we have good coaches who know what they're doing, good talented players around them because it's a team effort at the end of the day. You're not going to go anywhere with a good coach – without a good coach, I should say. So – yeah, I don't know. I mean, and obviously, they still have a long way to go. You know, I know we're halfway through the season, but, you know, they got to start winning games. November is, like, a really important month. Everyone's talking about December and January, which is fair. But, you know, once you hit November, it's like, okay, who are we as a team? We have put ourselves, you know, out there now. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Bears. I wish I had an answer for that because they are a mystery right now. That's for sure.
It's rough out there for the Bears.
It is.
And I don't even like, I don't even have anything against Bears fans or anything like that. So.
Right.
I hope they can get it together, but I don't think it's going to be this season. It's definitely not their year.
Yeah. I mean, that's how, look at the Bills. When they drafted Josh, they missed the playoffs the first year. They were mediocre at best, and then next year they made the playoffs and then haven't missed ever since. So it's a process. Now, Bears, again, I hate to go back to being my youth here, but, you know, I know how they feel. Countless quarterbacks and none of them working out. And, you know, it's all about building a good team around Caleb. I think Caleb has potential. He has shown it in the NFL this season that he could be a good quarterback. But, man, they need to help him out big time. So we'll see what happens in the offseason. But, yeah, I'm maybe not this year. Hopefully next year for them.
So I completely agree. We'll see what happens there. They need to make a lot of changes on the Bears. Next, we're going to dive into the Cowboys a little bit. Because, again, they're a team that has a lot of talent on their team, but they didn't do a lot in the offseason to make themselves any better. And
Derrick Henry. Cough, cough.
Yeah, they could have had Derrick Henry. Y'all let him get to the frickin' Ravens in the AFC, which is annoying. Yeah, but here he is.
I found that out week four.
And then Jerry Jones, he just...
I can't stand him. I can't stand Cowboys, but I can't stand Jerry Jones either.
No, I think most of their fans are done with him too. So he's poking fun at the sun shining in their stadium, because CeeDee Lamb missed a huge touchdown catch that could have been a catch, and the sun was blinding him, and then they're asking Jerry if they should, put curtains over the window or something like that, and he's like,
bad.
He has no good answers for anything. He's I don't know, is the moon out there? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
What do you mean the moon?
I don't get him.
About the sun. He's a mess. But I feel like the Cowboys are just an entire mess. Dak Prescott is now out for the season with a hamstring injury, season-ending surgery. There's just not a lot there.
No, not a lot of good things happening.
They made a random wide receiver trade at the deadline. Just like, I don't know what's going on in Cowboy world.
So you guys get D-Hop, we get Cooper, the Jets get Adams, and the Cowboys get this.
What's his name?
I forgot, but like
from the Panthers.
They liked him in college, but they didn't want to improve like we did, so whatever.
No. The Cowboys have so many other issues than just a wide receiver. Like they need there's so many issues to fill there.
Yeah.
I think we can all laugh at the Cowboys at this point because it's always America's team. It's always their season. And this year
them boys.
Yeah, we them boys. Y'all still them boys? No.
Yeah. That goes around every single week.
It's not been pretty for them. So no. Poor Cowboys, poor fans, but they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Next year, always for them next year.
Seriously.
They got to have a better offseason. But they should have a high draft pick, so that'll help them.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Turning to the Cincinnati Bengals, probably, Bills and Chiefs both have qualms with the Bengals, right? Yes, but absolutely. Cincinnati Bengals, they have 4 wins on the season. Joe Burrow is playing out of his mind. So is Ja'Marr Chase.
My fancy boy.
I can't deny it, though I don't like them.
Neither do I.
Really, it's Ja'Marr Chase I don't like. I don't have a huge problem with Joe, but like Ja'Marr, his attitude, I don't care for him.
I get it.
He's a phenomenal wide receiver, so I can't even deny it. They're playing out of their minds, but they have 4 wins, and they just lost it wasn't overtime, but like almost overtime against the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Ravens ultimately get the stop on their 2-point conversion try. But I will say, so my thing is, and you'll probably have thoughts on this too. The Ravens are so they're like the media darlings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the media adores the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And I get it. Lamar's a fantastic player.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They have good weapons on offense. Mark Andrews, Zay Flowers. Like they have a lot of really good weapons.
Yeah, for sure.
No one ever wants to talk about their defense.
No. For some reason, no. I wonder why.
Joe Burrow just threw for 4 touchdowns and 400 yards on them. 3 of those to Ja'Marr Chase.
That's Burrow.
Why aren't we talking about the Ravens defense?
Right. Yeah.
I know they're finding weird ways to win, but that's not sustainable in my opinion.
I'm going to say how is it going to go into January where they have to face, you guys or us possibly, or you know, I mean, Houston, maybe. I know now we're going to see what's going to happen in the playoffs, obviously, but because anything can happen. But let's just assume that, like, the top four division winners are going to make it to the next round. You know, who are you going to take? And I think I'm not – so if I remember correctly, Baltimore is in the wild card, right? Or is
Pittsburgh? Right now they're a wild card, yeah.
Okay.
Because the Steelers technically have that win, but
so I think it's the so it's the Chiefs for division, the Bills, the Steelers, and then the Texans. So let's just say, like, you know, all our teams win or whatever. Like, all the top teams in the AFC win. Okay. So that sets up a meeting with you guys if the Saints stay. So, I don't know. That's tough because I'm not I mean, granted, it's so hard because, you know, we're so far back. But let's just say if they go to Arrowhead and that defense, I'm not sure if I trust. I mean, they put up a fight in their week one. They definitely did, but
they did, for sure.
You know, Patrick, we all know Patrick Mahomes and Chiefs, they find their ground. And I hate saying this as a Bills fan, but they find their ground when it matters the most. But we'll see.
The thing is, too, like, we now, week one, we were semi-healthy against the Ravens. But, you know, everyone's finding their footing week one.
Right.
It's not like, it's not like the best, it's not the best measuring stick of what your season's going to be.
No.
But we had Rashee Rice, who was on pace to be a top five receiver this season. He goes down injured. We acquired DeAndre Hopkins, who's now kind of taking over that same role. We also acquired Juju, who I think if we have, and we're actually supposed to get Hollywood Brown, who went down week one of preseason against the Jaguars, which is so unfortunate. The first play of the game goes down with like a season-ending injury. And I think he's trending towards playing in the playoffs. So if the Chiefs get healthy for the playoffs and get through these this last stretch of games, I think that's scary. And people don't want to talk about that, like, versus the Ravens. I don't think the Bills are that naive, but I think, like, the Ravens believers and fans are like, they're not thinking about all those additions we could get to our offense and that going against their defense. They're more worried about their weapons going against our defense. And they're like, how are you going to stop them? I'm like, well, we've done it twice this year already. Like,
right. See, I feel like it's going to come down to, like, you know, when the game's on the line, you know, you got to go stop there and stop, you know, Stroud or Josh or Pat. Like, how's it going to go for you? Because, you know, those guys, now we know Josh and Pat are like the masters of, you know, game winning drives or game time drives. They're really good at that. Stroud is also good, but, you know, we haven't seen him enough for him to do it. Really, like, put him in the same categories.
Right.
Not Josh. But, you know, I don't know. That's the beauty of the NFL season, the playoffs. You just never know what's going to happen. It's a week to week league, and it's cliche, but it's true.
It definitely is. It's very week to week. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is crazy. It's like the week before. Okay. So, like, a few weeks ago, the Ravens lose to the one-win Browns.
Yeah.
Now the Browns have two wins because they beat the Ravens. The next week, the Ravens beat the crap out of the Broncos. Then the Broncos come to Arrowhead the next week, play us, and, like, make it a down to the final seconds game.
Can't believe that happens.
I mean, it's just the parity in the league is crazy. So, it is. Like, you never know. And honestly, when I people always love to, like, deny division games, but division games are just different. It's like,
they are.
Even you guys against the Dolphins a few weeks ago, it came down to the final field goal that Tyler Bass nailed for you.
And I was pounding that game, man.
Right. But it's like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, there's talent on every team. There's pros. Everyone's a pro.
Right.
I mean, it's, you never know. So,
I mean, going back to last year too, like, the Jets and the Patriots beat us on one time. So, you know, obviously, just had that week one Monday night returning against the Bills, and then Patriots. Yeah, then the Patriots just, like, kicked our ass pretty much last year in their building. So you just never know. It's a weird league.
You remember us on Christmas Day last year?
Oh my God, yeah, that was
Raiders.
That was crazy.
That was insane. So you never know. Like, weird stuff happens, but ultimately the teams that should be in the playoffs usually make it, and then goes from there. So just real quick, our final few notes on around the NFL. The Saints beat the Falcons with their new interim head coach, Darren Rizzi. They fired their old head coach. And I feel like what's funny about these interim head coaches is, like, every time they come in, they tend to beat the team they just played. Yeah. Or they tend to beat the team their first week, and then they kind of, like, trickle down. Like, but interesting there. The NFC West is wide open. We have the Arizona Cardinals at the top of the division. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. I kind of love that for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You guys played them week one, and I thought they looked pretty good.
But then people are saying, like, no, you beat the Cardinals. That's not a good team. Well, look at that. Now they're top of the
division. Now look. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. We can't control who we play. And then next thing you know, it's like, look at that.
Yeah. And now look at them. Yeah, they're on a roll right now. I think Kyler Murray's playing really good ball. I think their defense is doing really well.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they do. I think they could make – I don't think they'll go to, like, the Super Bowl or anything, but
– Oh, yeah, no.
I think they're – my friend Peter here, he's a Seahawks fan. Tough over there. Tough in Seahawk Nation. They started out undefeated for a few weeks and then hasn't been as good. The Rams – played very weird to start the season. Now they look better, and then the Niners look better too. So,
well, they got McCaffrey back too.
Yeah, we
got them on Sunday Night Football in a couple of weeks. So that's gonna be a really fun test for us.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Oh, that's gonna be good. You guys still have the Niners and the Rams, right?
Yeah. So it's Chiefs got our bye week. The Niners on Sunday night, and then we got the Rams on the following Sunday, and then we got the Lions.
And the Lions. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
I can't wait to watch that game. Bills and Lions. That's going to be great.
It's going to be interesting, right? But that's for another time, I guess.
Yes. No, that'll be great, though. I'm excited for that. Just real quick to touch on the AFC South craziness.
Yes.
I think we all expected the Texans to be super dominant, which they have been dominant for the most part. But I think they're hitting a few struggles right now. Now, they had your ex-wide receiver one, Stephon Diggs.
Sounds like a divorce. Your ex.
I know. It's a divorce, a breakup. It's like us with Tyreek Hill.
Right.
But y'all lost Stephon Diggs to the Texans this offseason. He was doing decent for them, and then, unfortunately, went down with an ACL injury. Mm-hmm. He's out for an entire year now. They lost Nico Collins, their other star wide receiver, to a hamstring, who should be back, I think, this next week.
Yeah.
But the Texans have been kind of a roller coaster. And then the rest of the AFC South is just like, yeah, not great.
Your boys are right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about the Texans, to be honest with you, because when we played them, they were, like, dominating us in the first half. I'm not sure if you guys were able to watch that game or not, but
I watched a lot of that game.
Yeah, like, they were dominating us, and then the second half, Bills came back and tied it. Obviously, they lost on the last second field goal, but look what last week. You know, they were down, they were up 23-7. Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions, and they still won the game. It's
unreal.
I don't know about the Texans. You know, they have a great team with Stroud and Dell, and their defense is legit. I don't know. I feel like they're like the outlier kind of a little bit. Now, no, that's going to backfire on me. They're going to kick us out in playoffs round one if they are round two, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be – and I know you guys got them in a couple weeks, I think. So, yeah, I don't know.
We have them late December, and it's like – it's a really
intense schedule. Or is it an Arrowhead?
We play them in Arrowhead.
Okay.
But I think it's like we go to Cleveland – play the Browns, then we play the Texans that Saturday, and then we play the Steelers on Wednesday. So it's going to be an insane few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys can be the – I hope you guys can be the Browns for your sakes, I hope. And then
– good.
I think it's fair to say the Steelers might be a tougher opponent for you guys than the Texans are.
I would not have said earlier in the season, but now – I agree. All right. So that kind of wraps up our around the NFL, but I want to get into what we are all here for. Preview of the game, Bills versus Chiefs. We are in Buffalo for this game, which we were just there in January.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
I can remind you of a lot of things, but
yes, you can.
To
do it.
We were just there. We just won in January. Tyler Bass has seemingly improved his issues there.
A little bit to the left.
I imagine he's not going to miss a field goal against us unless Leo Chenal wants to dive in again and stop it.
Maybe Taylor Swift will do a magic thing or whatever, and he'll miss it then.
Right. But we got Tay Voodoo, Taylor Swift Voodoo.
He's going to be in Toronto for a concert on Saturday night, and because my manager's going.
Yeah, we're wondering. I don't know if she's going to go for sure. We don't know that yet.
I think she will. I have a feeling she will. It's not that far
from will, her. But she hasn't been to an away game yet this season.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Either way, Chiefs at Bills. We play 3:25 Central, 4:25 Eastern in Buffalo. Zach, you are in Buffalo area. Mm-hmm. What is the weather looking like for Sunday? What are we going for?
I think it's gonna be cold. Let me go check the weather app really fast. They really haven't said anything like major, so it's not bad. So as of right now, you know, Buffalo weather is bipolar for anyone who doesn't know. It changes on a dime.
Same here. Same here.
So 54 and cloudy. So not too bad. And then of course we're supposed to get a big snowstorm in like a couple of weeks. So yeah.
I wanted a snow game.
Yeah, I know. It's Buffalo and Kansas City. That'd be like a great snow game.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Especially with those Chiefs white jerseys. The white on white are clean for you guys. I love them so much.
So clean. And Patrick loves a snow game, so I would love it.
Whatever.
So does Josh.
Yeah,
they love snow games. Like that would have been fun.
So it's not looking too bad as of right now. Again, it could change on dime, but I feel like you can take this because it kind of levels out the playing field for both teams. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
You know, last year it was in the playoffs, obviously. So it's January in Buffalo. It's cold. It's frigid. And same, obviously, same thing for you guys when you had the Dolphins game. I think it was worse than Buffalo, too. And
oh, it's terrible. I was there.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you.
It was the wind chill was minus 30.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've never dealt with.
It's not fun, you know. You didn't say that we were born.
I couldn't
into it,
have but like an inch of skin exposed, or it was going to be frosty. Yeah. So,
I mean, it's looking good, and you know, I told people are wondering why it's not prime time. I feel like CBS just wants this matchup every single year.
Oh, they're not giving it up. Yeah, no, every year.
Tony, Jim, it's gonna be fun. No, yeah. But No, yeah, the weather's as of right now, looking good. So we'll see what happens.
That's what's so funny to me with Tony Romo is like all the Bills fans are like, oh, he's just gonna kiss Patrick Mahomes' ass the entire time, right. And then Chiefs fans are like, oh, he's just gonna kiss Josh Allen's ass the entire time. So
who's he gonna sim for more? This is like the Tony Romo.
Really, right. He's gonna go for both, so it's gonna be fun. What are your matchups that you're most looking forward to with your DBs versus our wide receivers and tight ends?
So you guys should keep I'm not sure how much you watch the Bills or you and every Chiefs fan and watching right now, but keep an eye on Christian Benford for the Bills. He's their cornerback. He's their young corner, but he's been really good this year.
Yeah.
So whether it's going to – I assume Douglas is going to be on D-Hop because he's their best wide receiver. Christian Benford is going to be a big part in this game. But, you know, Travis Kelce, man, he always dominates us. And it's the most annoying thing in the world. So, Terrell Bernard.
It's everyone. It's not just you.
I guess so, yeah. But Terrell Bernard is going to be also another impactful player for the Bills. He needs to – I assume they might just use, like, a linebacker safety kind of thing. But – you know, we got to talk about DeMar Hamlin because DeMar's doing a good job playing safety for us, but he is not the best speed in the world. So I want to see how that's going to transition to, like, Mahomes. And, you know, obviously it doesn't help that – it helps that Tyreek's not there anymore with you guys. But, you know, you still got Worthy. You know, Worthy's going to be dashing down the field against us. So,
which I think they're going to – I really think they're going to dial him up for this game because
I wonder why.
Because of the, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Maybe because you guys traded with us for him.
No, but like I want to see that. And then going on to the defensive side of ball, Josh is going to have to be smart. You know, you cannot turn over. I feel like that's going to be for both teams. Like you cannot turn the ball over because they'll make you pay.
Right.
Both of these quarterbacks are so good at what they do, and they're going to make you pay. So going back to that playoff game, but it was so frustrating because the defense could not stop Mahomes at all. They could not, and then they decided to go on 4th-and-3 with DeMar Hamlin running, which was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, man. That was bad. I'm
so annoyed about that still. But, no, like, taking care of the football, Josh is going to have to do a really good job. And, you know, McDuffie and all those guys. Snead is really good. Glad we don't have to deal with him again, finally. Regardless, though, Chiefs still they still got Chris Jones. That's going to be another one. So
we just got Josh Uche, too, from the Patriots.
Oh, yay.
You guys know.
More former Patriots. Yay.
Yeah.
No, but it's – I expect this to be a low-scoring game. You know, I'm going to say –
I do, too.
I'm not going to say – I hope you won't ask me who wins this game because I don't feel like doing that. But
– Oh, I will, but we're not there yet.
Great. Can't wait. I feel like it's going to be like those like 27-24, 24-21 kind of games. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, assuming – yeah, no. But I'm not sure what you had to say. But, yeah, that's what I got on this game for the matchup-wise.
No, and that's what I think is funny, too, is like when you look at all the insiders and the NFL talking heads that predict these games. And
right.
I know that – what's that show, the NFL Live or whatever, that does a big preview, and it was like 6 out of 8 or 8 out of 10 picked the Bills to win, right? And so then Chiefs fans go, we go on our rants of like, oh, no one believes in us. And
hey, MJD, he hates the Bills for some reason. I don't know what we did to him, but MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew, hates it for whatever reason. I don't know why, so.
Adam Rank hates the Chiefs for whatever reason. He always picks against us. Like, it's a miracle if he picks us. You're like, oh, that's weird.
By the parade.
I was looking at your comments earlier. I want Bills fans to know, Chiefs fans are going to have their fun with being picked against because of course we are. Because, like, what's funny is Patrick Mahomes has been the quote-unquote betting underdog in all 3 Super Bowls he's won.
That's crazy to think about.
He's never been favored.
Even though we're Purdy?
But like, no. The Niners were favored by like 2 points.
Oh my God.
I know. So that's what I'm saying is like, whether or not you want to say it's like a gimmick that we're like pissed off that we're not the favorites or whatever, which I don't really care because like we know what these 2 teams are going to do. It's going to come down to the final seconds. It's going to be whoever has the ball last. Like, it's just, I know.
Nope. Not doing this again.
13 of them.
Nope.
But that's what's funny is like, I think for Mahomes, it's like almost a risk. It's so disrespectful at this point to never even give him like the betting favorites in a Super Bowl. Like, and I get it. I mean, this last season, like, we probably shouldn't have even been there because of our regular season struggles. But the playoffs, this team, it's experience, it's coaching. They know how to turn it on. They focus on the little details, and they find a way to win.
Yeah.
And that's what they continue to do. And I think that's why they're still 9-0. And people want to be mad about it. Oh, it's the refs. It's this. It's that. No, it's the attention to detail. And it's attention to detail week in and week out. And it's from little plays and players like Leo Chenault, like this last week that blocks a field goal winning kick. And it's stuff like that that gets us through every single week to where the Chiefs are still undefeated right now. I don't think they're going to go undefeated all season. Like that's like the narrative right now is can they, you know, whatever. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think it's a little bit of a respect thing. Like, with Mahomes, and I get, you know, if he wants to feel a certain way about being discounted, like, and I don't, he's never going to say it. He's never going to be like in his press conferences.
He's a humble guy. That's why.
Yeah. He's very humble. And I think Josh is the same way, and they have a lot of mutual respect for each other.
Yeah. They do.
Which I think is awesome. Even today, they asked Mahomes, he's like, they're like, are you, do you still talk with Josh during the season? And he's like, well, we stay in touch. We talk, you know, a lot during the off season. We talk about golf. We just talk about life, whatever. Like, we have a lot of similar values. And,
right.
But then he's like, during the season, he's like, of course we don't talk as much. Like, we're both trying to work towards the same thing. But I think it's really cool that they're friends, but they also know, like, they're both elite at their positions, and it's going to come down to the big battles at the end of the season. So
for sure, for sure.
But I think, like, for me, what I'm looking forward to, I'm really looking forward to what they dial up for Xavier Worthy. I think they're going to try to get him pretty involved. But I think, like, D-Hop, I think he and Mahomes are building a really cool connection. I know you guys played the Titans earlier this season. D-Hop did not have a good game against you guys.
One or two catches, I think.
And, like, nothing. So I think he's going to be a little bit fired up. He will never say it, but I think he's going to be fired up. I think our run games are going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs have been really good at run defense, but I know your run game and O-line has been really good, so.
It's going to be an interesting matchup.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. And then it's going to be down to the wire. Like, we know that. And I don't expect it to be a high-scoring thing, like you said. I think it'll be in the 20s. And the Chiefs haven't let up 28 or more points since the Super Bowl against the Eagles.
That's crazy.
So it's been, like, 2 years almost that they haven't even let up that many points.
That's
so
insane.
It's so funny to me for people to be like, oh, the Bills are going to score 35 to win. I'm like, are they?
Like, I wish it was going to be like that one game that you guys had against the Rams a couple few years ago. Where it was
Oh my God.
That was one of the best games I ever watched. As a
54-51. Yeah.
Yes. That was, no, that's not going to happen on Sunday. And
no.
It's going to come down to the defense. You know, who's going to make, the Bills have not had a lot of success in terms of making Mahomes turn the ball over. And, you know, that's for Pat, that's really good for him. But, you know, you got to find a way to get some pressure on him. I know that you talk about the left tackle position for you guys. It might be a little bit of an issue. So, might. And I say might because we don't know how it's going to turn out. But you need to try and get him a home position. I'm not saying, like, pull a Max Crosby and, you know, push him around and do all that stuff. But, you know, make it uncomfortable for him. I feel like that's going to be the biggest thing. We, you know, we go, this was a way time, long time ago, but 2020 in the Super Bowl versus the Rams, or I'm sorry, the Bucks. Like, the Bucks got to Mahomes and they made it hard for him to play. So,
yeah,
you know, the Bills got to find a way to not let Mahomes do Mahomes things. I should say that. And I'm sure you guys feel the same way about Josh. Don't let him escape the pocket and all that.
Yeah, I think we're going to have our guy that blocked the field goal, Leo Chenal. He's really a really good linebacker for us. I think he's going to spy Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Hopefully kind of limit those big plays against us. But I know Josh is going to get some because that's just that's who he is. That's what he does. He's phenomenal.
He locks in for the best game. So we'll see what happens.
That's what I think. And I think that's why I kind of think probably you could say that for the Bills too. But I think for the Chiefs, I think we kind of sleptwalked through last week, which isn't great to say, but I think they did a little bit and they still got the win. And I think you could probably say the same for the Bills. Like, it wasn't anywhere near Josh's best performance, but you find a way to win the game. So but I think both of them are gonna turn it on this week, and
yes, absolutely,
they know what needs to happen to win. And for both of them, they don't really care about this win. They want to take it to the postseason, but I think for whoever gets the win, it's exciting, right? But Josh Allen beats us in Arrowhead a lot during the regular season. And the last time we played in Buffalo during the regular season, we beat you guys. So, I don't know.
God, that was so long ago. Holy crap.
It's when Clyde Edwards-Helaire had his breakout.
Don't remind me about that game.
So, no. But we've had, I mean, it's been a lot of fun between these two.
There's been very few games where it was blowout. So it was that game in 2020. And then we get, I'm not sure, we were on Sunday Night Football against you guys and we came in your house and.
Oh, God. It was raining.
Yeah, it was that game. And it wasn't
it was terrible.
I don't think it was a really close game either. I think we were up by a couple of scores. But
no, you guys like blew. You guys had like 10 or 12 on us. Yeah.
Yeah. My point is, like, these games are pretty much
awful. They're always good.
Yes, they're really good. And
yeah.
You know, I think that's why it gets so much hype, and they should. You know, if they're the two best quarterbacks in the league, of course they're going to get hyped.
And as football fans, y'all have a lot to look forward to at this game, which is why CBS refuses to let it go to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, there will be no snowball thrown, though. Don't worry. We don't have to worry about that today or this Sunday.
No snowballs. but overall, I think it's really good. What are your overall keys to the game that you think the Bills need to win this game?
Limit Patrick Mahomes. That's all I got to say. You know, I'm not worried about Josh. I think, no, that's not a shot to the Chiefs. They're going to be a tough team, tough defense play. But, you know, the Bills are really thin at wide receiver right now. You know, they have Coleman's going to be out.
Relatable.
Yeah, you know the feeling. Coleman's going to be out. I think, knock on wood, I think Cooper will be playing on Sunday. I think he will.
Yeah. I think so.
But you know, you just can't force the ball. You know, we go back to the playoff game last year. They were driving down that final drive, and Chris Jones, as usual, had to get his mean finger up in Josh's face there and hit the ball away. So what a meanie. Yeah, I know, how rude. And then Mahomes probably gonna go down the field in two plays anyways. Mahomes is gonna get points on you, okay? That's just the nature of the game, okay? And we're not the only one.
Most quarterbacks are gonna get points on you.
Yes. Just find a way to like limit and
yeah.
No flags either. There's gonna be flags in this game. It's gonna be nasty. These two teams do not like each other. But
what do you think about that sweatshirt going around that's Buffalo versus refs that everyone's supposedly gonna wear on Sunday?
So I will say it's not because of you guys, but you know, there has been so many games this year where the referees have just been making these awful. Now, NFL refs are not really good at their job. That's just the nature of the beast. They're not. But they have gotten so many phantom calls. Like in the Miami game, we got called for a holding, and it's literally Spencer Brown, whoever it was, literally doing his job and blocking. So,
yeah, I think I agreed with like one of the calls, but then the other one, I was like,
It's I know why they're doing it because I'm not taking part in it, but I understand what they're doing. But yeah, I don't know. It's Buffalo, it's Kansas City. There's gonna be hatred towards both teams, I'm sure. But
of course.
Yeah, no, I do what you want to do, people, but I'm gonna be wearing my jersey, I'm gonna be in my Zubas chilling out. Being stressed for 60 minutes because when you're facing Patrick Mahomes, no lead is ever safe.
Yeah, totally agree. I think our keys are just, yeah, limiting Josh Allen as much as we can, keeping him contained in the pocket, yeah, and not escaping, having a spy on him. Hopefully Leo Chenal can kind of nail that role for us. And yeah, just limiting explosive plays. We're both missing some key receivers. I do wish that Keon Coleman was playing so we could have the Keon Coleman, Xavier Worthy Bowl, because I think we all deserve it as fans. But who knows? We might meet in the playoffs and get them both.
Can't wait for that one.
So, but yeah, no, I think limiting your offense on big plays and then just all sides of the ball need to be executing to their best abilities.
Right, so, for sure.
Okay, you're getting low on your laptop. All right, we are going to, real quick,
yeah,
score prediction for the game. It's a tradition. We do it every time. So what's your score prediction? I know you probably have the Bills winning, but.
So I have made a mistake of, my buddy does picks every single week for the NFL, and I'm going to tell you right now, Bills Mafia, you're going to hate me, but I did pick the Chiefs to win this game. I hope I'm wrong for my sanity. I don't know. I have a feeling that Mahomes is going to turn off for some reason. Like, he has not been himself this year, and they're still winning games, and that scares me. I don't know. Like I said, I hope I'm wrong. Obviously, as a Bills fan,
Of course.
Mamadillo reverse psychology, wink wink, Judge. But
listen, that doesn't work for me this year.
No, it's worked for me because I thought it was gonna be a weird game against Indianapolis last week, and it wasn't. I'm gonna say though, it's gonna be like 22-19, I guess. I don't know.
22-19. Okay.
It's gonna be a weird ass game.
Yeah.
That much.
I agree, and I totally think the Bills could win it too. I'm gonna take the Chiefs because I think, like you said, I think they're going into a hostile environment. I think they know what they need to do. And I think Mahomes decides to turn it on this week. And I think he's going to have that DeAndre connection. I think Juju is going to be back. And Juju is going to help open up DeAndre and Travis over the middle. Because if they're both guarded, then you're going to have Juju open. Yada, yada. You get my feel. So
I mean, I feel like it's kind of like, you know, that I'm not using coin toss because I have bad history with that against you guys. I think it's like that 51, like you're doing a poll, 51% versus 49%. That's how I feel about these two teams right now.
Yeah. And
it is, I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you, no matter who wins this game, again, I hope it's the Bills for obvious reasons, but
of course,
it's going to come down to the final, you know, drive. And again, Josh and Pat have mastered the, you know, going down on the final drive and scoring.
Oh, yeah.
So I really feel like whoever has the ball last is going to win this game, but
and clock really management well. Too, which
yes.
The Chiefs are probably the best team in the league at clock management, but I think the Bills are pretty good at it too. So
they did have like a 9 or 10 minute drive last week against Indianapolis. So they are also, yeah, like the Chiefs.
That is one thing the Chiefs now. Andy Reid is notorious for this in his training camps, which is the long drive drills. And he makes these guys do them multiple times in the St. Joseph, Missouri heat of like 100 degree weather.
Ugh.
Now, the Chiefs right now lead the league in longest drives.
Okay.
They might not always get, which is so unfortunate. They don't always capitalize in the red zone off of them, but they do at least get field goals, which is not what you want. But like,
right.
They hog a lot of the clock, so I think a big thing for the Bills is going to be getting the Chiefs off the field and not letting those long drives to happen.
So the Bills have, and I agree with you, the Bills have a tendency to, like, you know, not do so. Oh, this is – I'm so glad I remember this. Another key for me is the Bills need to start out fast. They have gotten out to some slow starts recently. The last time they had a good first half was against Seattle, but, like – last weekend against Indy, it took them until like the 2 minute war to get going. And then once the second half starts, they're a complete different team. And
you guys have been more of a second half team.
Yeah, you cannot do that against the Chiefs. I'm gonna tell you this right now. You cannot do that against Mahomes and these boys. Jonathan Taylor had 100 yards, over 100 yards in the first half last week. And after in the second half, it was like 5 yards. They did a really good job locking him up. So
they definitely are good at halftime adjustments.
Yes, they are. And I feel like both of these teams are. And that's going to be like a chess versus checkers kind of thing here. So, and Andy Reid and Sean McDermott.
Seahawks fan.
I'm sorry, Peter. Hey, that was nice. I didn't say anything mean to you. but yeah, no, it's going to come down to the final drive, man.
Yeah.
I honestly hope that if the Bills had the ball last, just let that clock go down 3 seconds and have Bass kick the game-winning field goal, because I do not want Mahomes going down the field. Like, even that playoff game last year, Lexi, like, even if Bass makes that kick, it would have been tied game or whatever it was, but it was like like 2 minutes left in the game.
It was like a minute 30 left or whatever.
I'm looking at myself for saying this. As we all know in Bills Mafia, apparently Mahomes can do it in 2 plays on 13 seconds. So, yeah, I mean.
You guys know better than anyone that you can't leave any time on the clock. Now, listen, the Broncos just learned you can't even leave a second. So,
if we do that, I am going to boycott football and never watch it again.
You're lying. You will.
Yeah, I know I am lying, but that's. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Can you imagine how the Broncos feel? I can't even imagine.
Especially against the division rival, too. That's got to suck. Yeah,
that's tough. That's tough. I was at the game, and I have never.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think of all the games I've been to, I don't think I've ever experienced a crazier regular season win.
Yeah.
Like, well, the stadium just went berserk, and like everyone was just like, but you know, what's weird is like with the Chiefs this year, I just felt like even though there was only a second left, I was like, and it was really windy. So I thought maybe the wind would get the best of his field goal. And I, I was like, we're going to win because the wind's going to blow it out.
I was at Monday night last year against the Broncos, and it was when the Bills had 12 guys on the field and Denver missed the kick. Sure enough, you give them one more chance, and of course the mean kicker
right
the uprights. And then I was at the I'm not sure if you remember this, Lexi, but the Bills played the Patriots a few years ago. This was when Mac Jones was there. And Monday Night Football, again, I must hate Monday Night because I'm like cursed apparently when I go to Monday Night games. But it was like 60 mile
per hour. This is Monday Night.
Yeah, it was 60 mile per hour winds. It was snowing. It was awful. And then Mac Jones threw the ball three times and they still won that stupid ass game.
Oh, so, yeah, that was a weird game.
Yeah, again, I'm cursed on Monday Night. I should just not even go to Monday Night Football games anymore.
Honestly.
We'll
until it doesn't matter again, you should just.
I guess so.
Right? Like, I don't know. It's funny. We all have our superstitions. Like, I definitely have my own. Like, I haven't worn my Travis Kelce jersey to a game since last year because I wore it in our home opener versus the Lions. Where we So, like, I haven't worn it since then. I have my superstitions.
Let me ask you this. You think Kelsey's going to really, really fast? So my laptop is dying here, but.
I know. I'm trying to.
You're good. Do you think Kelce will call it a career after this year? Because I know he hasn't been the same. Now, granted, he's been a little bit better lately, but do you think he's, like, you know, starting to, like, not regress, but, like, slow down a little bit maybe?
I think he's slowing down a little.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, like, enough to where he needs to retire.
Right.
Okay. I genuinely think he signed that 2-year deal for a reason. I think if we three-peat and win that Super Bowl, maybe he'd retire. But I think he plays one more year. Okay. I think he wants to play one more year. Gotcha. I think we have him one more year. Then after that, I genuinely think he'll probably retire. But yeah. Quickly, my score prediction. Yeah, I think he has one more season left. My score prediction, I'm going to go same kind of thing. I think like 24-21. Yeah. I'm going to go Chiefs, but I think it can go either way. I think both teams are very good. Both teams know each other very well. And
really?
It's going to come down to the trenches. And yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a good game.
I'm sure we'll see your asses in January again because why
we
not?
We will see each other depending on how the playoffs fall, but like most likely we'll see each other.
Yay. Can't wait.
So I don't know. Is your computer good for a few more predictions?
I could probably do them really quickly if we fly right.
Okay. Through. We'll fly through them. I just want to talk about the week 11 games we're looking forward to.
If I like cut out, you know why though.
So. Okay. If you cut out here real quick, plug your social media and everything where to follow you.
Yes. So you can follow me on Twitter at ZachJazz013 _. Instagram, same thing. But I do a lot of content creation. I do a podcast for the Buffalo Bandits. They are Buffalo's lacrosse team. My buddy and I do that. So not trying to appeal to lacrosse fans, but we do that. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, you can find me. Having my sports teams give me heart attacks. Welcome to the life.
Same. Yeah.
Also, okay, I'm so sad the Royals did not win last year. I was really hoping that you guys would beat the Yankees, but it's okay.
Me too. It was good, though. I was so proud of them. I think we're going to be really good next year. Yeah, so.
Witt is a stud. He is a star.
He is fantastic. All right. Well, we thank you for being with us, Zach, and your insight into the Bills. Real quick, just to end the show before your computer dies, if we can get it in. If he disappears, I'll finish it out. But
you know why.
But we got, okay, so week 11 games we're looking forward to. Thursday night football tomorrow night. I'm really excited.
Yes.
Commanders at Eagles. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Who is your winner for that?
I got Washington winning that one.
Do you? Okay.
I think Daniels and the boys are going to bounce back. So I got Washington. I like them this year.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to take the Eagles. Just because for me, it's like going to be his primetime welcome to the NFC.
Right. Yeah.
But I think they're both really good and they're going to be fighting till the end for that division, those two teams, which is fun because the Giants and Cowboys absolutely suck. So
again,
those two teams are a lot of fun. I really like Jaden Daniels and what they have going. They have two of our old O-line guys, Andrew Wiley and Nick Allegretti. So I'm rooting for them. So I'd love, but I don't know. I like the Commanders. I think the Eagles take it. We have Ravens at Steelers, a noon game on Sunday or 1 p.m. for East Coasters. But who do you have winning that one? Because it's at home for the Steelers. But it's going to be a barn burner.
I'm going to go Baltimore.
Okay.
I know I hyped up Russell Wilson and Steelers, but I'm going to go Baltimore on this one.
I think I'm just going to go against you and I'm going to take the Steelers.
Fair enough.
I honestly kind of would have taken them anyway. I don't know why. I think the Steelers are going to take it.
That's fair. No, I
think they're going to humble Baltimore a little bit.
Yeah, they can go either way.
But also because I don't trust Baltimore's defense.
Yeah, that's fair.
We also have Packers at Bears noon. So Bears are going to have a new offensive coordinator.
I'm just going to go Packers. I don't care.
I think so too. I think if the Bears want any chance, they have to win it. But I think the Packers are coming off a bye week. I think they win.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be Packers for sure.
There's not a ton of great games, but we have Falcons at Broncos 3 p.m. who are both in need of a win.
We'll go Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah.
It's tough because the Broncos have a really good defense and they're desperate for a win right now too.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna still stay my pick though and go with the Falcons.
I'm gonna take the Broncos just to be fun.
Okay.
But I think it could honestly go either way.
Should have won last week, Denver, but you know, you had to get your offensive lineman bowled over and get your kick blocked. So mad. I'm
like, damn it. Like, literally. I mean, that's how I feel whenever I watch the Bills. Like, when we watch you guys versus the Dolphins, I'm like, of course, Tyler Bass, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Go figure. Of course, our teams keep winning, so it's just what happens.
Yeah, look at that.
But yeah, Falcons at Broncos. I think the Broncos could win. They're at home. I think altitude is tough there. They could win.
It is.
Seahawks at Niners, 3 p.m.
I'm going to go Seahawks. Oh, I'm sorry, Niners. I'm sorry, Peter. You're going to hate me. I'm going to go with the Niners. They got C-Mac back. I think he's going to make a difference there. I see his comment just now. I'm sorry, Peter.
Sorry, Peter. I think I'm taking the Niners.
I haven't met you.
I know. I just think the Seahawks, I don't know what I think about them.
They're like up and down. Like, they were good, and then they were tailed off a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know either. But I think probably the Niners win that, especially at home.
Yeah.
They need a win. I think they win it. Bengals at Chargers, Sunday Night Football. That's a tough one.
I'm going to go with the Bengals. And Joe Burrow has been playing absolutely incredible last week, and it's just really unfortunate—not really, but really bad—that they are losing because he has looked really good. 400 yards is absolutely incredible. The Chargers are weird to me. Like, you guys know because you just see them twice a year, but I'm gonna go with Cincy here.
Chargers, yeah, they're always like kind of right in it. Their defense is really good this season, so yeah. Joe Burrow is not going to have the heyday he did.
No, he won't. But
I do think the Bengals squeak out this win versus the Chargers.
Okay,
but the Chargers, I think, are better than people think they are.
That's fair.
Now they don't have like a plethora of weapons, but their run game is efficient. Herbert's been pretty efficient on his, he's different with Harbaugh as his coach. I've never seen him like this. He has more of a competitive little fire in him. So
he's
usually just like the quiet guy that goes out there and
right.
has a good arm and just kind of plays the game and doesn't do much. But I think with with Harbaugh as his coach now, I think he's doing a lot better. So I actually think it's going to be a great game. I hope it is anyway. I think the Bengals are going to try to squeak it out because they really need the win.
That's fair.
So, but I think, I don't think they're going to score like a crazy amount of points because the Chargers defense is very good.
It'll be close.
So, yeah, but that's all I have. And then Bills and Chiefs, of course, we got that game 3 p.m. It's going to be freaking insane.
It's going to be fun.
So with that, thank you so much, Zach, for joining me tonight on the show.
Thank you for having me, Lexi. I appreciate it.
Before I wrap up, anything else you want to plug before I let you go?
My laptop's in 2%, so I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. And we will discuss on Sunday.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Go Chiefs.
I had to say something. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. I get it. It'll be a great game. May the best team win.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Lexi.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
See
you. All right, y'all. I'm just going to wrap up here. That was a lot of fun with my friend Zach, who is an awesome member of the Bills Mafia. We have a great game in store for us on Sunday. I do think the Chiefs have a great chance of winning it. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be down to the wire, which we don't want. So take your heart medicine now. Get ready for this game. It's going to be insane. But I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we will be back next Tuesday with you guys. Sorry, we're a little out of sorts here. It's been a busy few weeks for us, but we're getting back into it. So if you don't already, follow the Kingdom's Queens on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube at the Kingdom's Queens, and we'll be posting all kinds of fun content for you guys, and we're going to have a lot of fun giveaways coming up and all that kind of good stuff for the holidays with Homage, Pink Lips, Boulevard Brewery, and Autograph App. So be sure to check all of our sponsors out. And thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. As always, I'm your host, Lexi, and thanks for tuning in. Bye, y'all. Go Chiefs. 9-0, baby. Let's keep it going.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.